Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, Nashville show coming up with Clay Travis. He's a real funny guy, real interesting guy, a lot of energy. People have been wanting us to get together for a while, so here we are. Enjoy a live show coming up in just a second. First, enjoy blindsgalore.com. Extra time at home. Look, it's getting hot outside, people. You know how much heat comes through those windows? You got to get blinds. You got to get shades. You have to get window coverings. Finish it. Look like you know what you're doing. I have these things in my house. I have my edit bay, shop. It's all I have. It's all Dr. Drew has. 15 years plus experience. They believe you deserve high-quality, custom-built blinds and shades. Shutters and drapes. Nothing is made until you order it. This stuff is good. I have the electronic ones. No pulling wires. You charge it up like a cell phone every few months. It operates the whole thing on a remote. And now you can do the Bluetooth as well. Over 2 million windows covered. Get yourself the best. Get Blinds Galore. BlindsGalore.com. Right, Dawson?
Blinds Galore will get you the designer windows you've always wanted without the designer price tag. Check out BlindsGalore.com and let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Live from Zany's Comedy Nightclub in Nashville, Tennessee, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Clay Travis. With Teresa Strasser filling in on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, and spirited rounds of blah blah blog, and Adam Carolla is unprepared. And now, future Caldecott medal winner, Adam Carolla!
Hey man, thanks, Tennessee. Thanks, Zanies. Thank you. It's nice to be out of the house with like. It's so weird. I'm from, you know, California, so I am sitting in the lobby of the hotel, and I'm seeing people going out to eat, and I'm like, oh, they're going to get busted for sure. Don't go in the restaurant. Someone's going to throw a net over you like it's Planet of the Apes, because in L.A., if you try to walk down the street, Gavin Newsom will come up behind you on a horse with a net. I had... something happened to me today that has never happened on a commercial airline flight in my entire life. I've flown all over the world. I've been there and back 1,000 times. This had never happened. Before we took off, so we took off from L.A. this morning. I got up at 4:45 this morning in L.A., I don't know if you guys have ever, I don't want to go all scatological, but I don't know if you've had this deal. My bowels are on a schedule, and that schedule is about 9 a.m. Pacific time. It's not 4:46 Pacific time, and I'm chugging coffee and trying to talk my bowels off a ledge, like, come on, man. You don't get it. Once we leave my house, we're not going to have a good place to take a dump for 11 hours. So I was like negotiating with my bowels in the bathroom, and we got out of the house, and we made it to LAX, flew LAX to Phoenix, had a layover in Phoenix. Also, I do like the idea. I love the airport. The airport is all rules until they're tired of their rules. Like, at some point, you go, you want me to take my shoes off? And they go, why? And you go, why? Because I've been doing it for 11 years, asshole. And they go, oh. Well, we decided we're done with that rule. And you go, okay. Any other arbitrary rules? We went to Phoenix. We went to a bar in Phoenix, a bar restaurant at the airport, and they're like, "You will pour you a drink. You can have a drink at the bar, but you can't drink it at the bar or in the restaurant. You must drink it out in the airport." I was like, wait a minute, 4 months ago, if I would have tried that, you would have tackled me when I was trying to get out of the fucking... You know that alcohol move you do when you're walking out and they go, sir, you can't. You go, fuck it. Find me a funnel. Like, put one up my ass. I'm doing a cake stand. Like, remember when you couldn't pierce the hymen of the bar into the restaurant with your alcohol? The bitch pours me a double and goes, hit the road. So... 4 months ago, I would have been pepper sprayed if I walked out with a thimble of Tito's. And now I'm just waltzing through the fucking airport with a double. Okay. The comedy is when they revert back to the old rules. And then they go, sir, obviously we can't let you into the Southwest terminal with the drink. Obviously, that'd be too dangerous. You'll turn into a Molotov cocktail. So... The thing that has never happened to me on a commercial airline flight happened when we then got on the flight from Phoenix and we're flying in to Tennessee. And we're sitting there. The flight attendant got on the blower. She was doing her thing, right? She was like tampering with, disabling, destroying the lavatories. But this is never, it's never okay to smoke on a flight. It's a 100% smokeless free flight. There's going to be no smoke. There'll be no vaping. You know, so she's doing her 45 minutes on fucking smoking. Like I was going to pull out a cigar. What? What's the situation? So I was sitting in the exit row, which meant I had the leg room, and Chris Loxamana over here was sitting directly in front. Well, he was in front of me and off to the side. And he was craned back talking to me, and I was talking to him while she's giving the safety speech, and the bitch sitting in the seat in front of us, not in our row, in front of us, shushed us. In the middle of the tampering with disabling, she like leaned back and went, shh. Okay. Mind blown, number one. Number two, her fucking... pussy whipped cuckolded husband was sitting right next to her. What kind of individual would let her off a fucking leash long enough to shush? This can't be the first time she shushed people with him sitting there. We were shushed, were we not, Chris?
I gotta stop sitting in extra rows with you, because every time I sit in extra row with you, there's always confrontation. My face mask was off, the back of my head was to her, and she shushed so loud that you and I both just immediately stopped and were just shocked. We were in awe.
We were shush-shocked.
Yeah, exactly.
We got drive-by shushed. I didn't know what to make of it. She shushed the back of his head. Who does this on a commercial airline flight? Then I started thinking about it. Like, is she that much into safety? Does she study safety? Like, do you think she has like the in-flight safety card in her Kindle and she fucking studies it before they take off? Let's see, what else did I write down? Oh,
Adam, we got Karen. Though, why we've been talking about getting Karen?
Oh yeah, we got Karen.
We got Karen.
Her husband had tattoos and was wearing a Harley Davidson t-shirt. Like, what the fuck? You fucking dragged this shushing bitch all over the country? And you're a Harley guy? Can you imagine her on the back of your hog all day? Shh. Shh. I took the baffles out of the exhaust. Shh. Shh. I'm going to crank up the Leonard Skinner. Shh. Oh, the fucking beverage service has hit an all-time low on Southwest. Like, Jesus Christ. First off, they're handing out cans of water, and that's it. You get a can of water. If you're nice, you get a pillowcase filled with air, and that's... But think about it. They do that thing where they go... Because of the COVID-19 situation, we've suspended our beverage service. And I'm like, well, isn't that convenient? What is inherently dangerous about you pushing a cart up and down this fucking aisle and handing me little bottles of Tito's vodka? Like, why is that? Why does that? Why do I? Is that? I'm going to dance with the devil now. We're already on the fucking plane. Jesus Christ! Could I catch a buzz? Thank God I travel with my own hooch now. I don't know if you guys are following what's going on out in the world with all the fucking statues being torn down and all the crazy Antifa anarchist people out there. And I started thinking to myself, you know, you want to tear down some Civil War general? You want to tear down Columbus? Fine. But you keep your fucking filthy commie hands off of Bob's Big Boy. I'll be on the fucking roof of the Bob's like a Korean in L.A. looking for... Fuck, the first one will be a warning shot. Then I'm fucking... I don't even know if Bob's Big Boy exists anymore. All right, chill. Shall we get started with the show? Let me bring Clay Travis, you back there? Outkick the coverage is, yeah. That's probably you over there.
Yeah.
What's up? Sorry. Outkick the coverage, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern on Fox Sports. And then, of course, Lock It In with Cousin Sal. We love that show.
He's an awesome guy.
Weekdays, 4:30 on Fox Sports 1. So you're out here. You're not dealing with all the shit I'm dealing with in L.A.
I hear a lot about it because, like you said, the show is based out in L.A. So at least in some level, we're back to normalcy here, although the mayor's kind of an idiot. So
what's he doing? Hold on. We should have a competition.
Well, not as bad of an idiot
the mayor
as
can't be dumber than our mayor.
It can't be worse than L.A. But look, Nashville's ready to roll, and he let the city lose... the city hall to the rioters, and they're trying to set up a semi-autonomous zone in Nashville tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fortunately, the governor let it be known that he's not going to do that. We're not Seattle yet. So we'll see how that goes. But by and large, most of Tennessee's back to normal.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to go on with Seattle. It made me laugh that they've already set up their autonomous zone, and in it, one of the first things they did was set up a smoking section. Really? That's your first order of business? Like, you think when the pilgrims came here on the Mayflower, that was like, all right, people, first order of business. Plant crops? No. Slow your roll. We need a smoking section. It's like, what? That's how fucking woke they are.
What is the economy going to be in the autonomous zone? Have we figured out what the living's going to be? Because if they're their own government, they have to tax, but they don't have any revenue. I don't know if they've really thought through very much.
I think the basic model is, hey, person who owns a pet grooming place and hey, person who has a bookstore, you give me $20 a day and I won't shit on the sidewalk. That's a loose business model.
Yes, I think that's San Francisco's business model as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the way the mob used to do it, break the glass, rough right. up the owners, or I could just drop a deuce in front of your threshold here. So I think there's I think that's the relationship.
That's the new move.
All right, shall we bring up Bald Brian and Teresa Strasser as well? Good to see you guys.
What's
Good
happening?
To see you.
Yeah, what crazy technology is going on? That
I'm in the other room.
Oh, I did not know.
I'm in the green room.
Brian is back in L.A. Teresa is in Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm. Good to see you. Congrats on the book. I don't know how many this is for you, but you're like the John Grisham of transcribed rant books.
Yes, I am. I tell everyone this is my fifth book, but it's really my sixth book because I wrote one with Dr. Drew a million years ago. Dr. Drew and I wrote like a Loveline book back when Loveline was popular and you had to just... So there was this thing like... In the 60s or the 70s, if you had a popular TV show, you needed to cut an album.
Yeah.
And it's like, but Leonard Nimoy, you can't sing. I don't give a shit. I'm on a popular show. literally, if you were on half the guys in Bonanza just had their own records.
Like, right.
And then in the later 90s, when they realized, well, nobody, not everyone can sing, but anyone can hire a ghostwriter. So, like, in the late 90s, if you had a popular show, there was a book that went along with it. And that in
it was turn, a highlight of Dr. Drew's career, probably. When he was in med school, he was thinking, I hope I can write a book with Adam Carolla one day.
Oh, yeah. He knew he arrived. So it is my sixth book, which is insane. And if you guys get the book, you got to get the audio book and the written book, because the audio book, there's a lot of riffs and jags and sort of extra stuff that goes on there.
I'm excited. I mean, the audiobook, how much hours did it take you to record? I don't think people realize, when you have to record every word and there's some guy sitting there saying, no, you misspoke there. I mean, it's a lot. I thought that was one of the toughest things of writing a book.
The audiobook sucks, especially if you're a bad student like I am, and you have to read even your own words. It's painful. And what they would do is they block out, three afternoons, and I did it at my studio. So what I started figuring out is I could get over it emotionally if I would just meet Dawson, the engineer there, and I'd say, show up an hour early on Tuesday, or can you come on Saturday? We'll do 2 hours. And this whole kind of chip away mentality, even if it's something you hate, and nobody hates reading or reading out loud more than I do.
My 9-year-old might disagree there.
We could have some
it's been rough during the lockdown trying to get him.
Well, we could have some sort of dunce off or something to see who got the golden cap and sat in the corner. But
so you think you can dunce?
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you duncer than a 9-year-old? So if you break it into little pieces, you can kind of do it. I actually approach sex that way as well. If you want to go for a 90-minute session, I'm out. If you want to break it into a lot of 85-second bits,
yeah,
we can get this done. We'll get to the finish line.
Chapter one, foreplay.
That's right. So we're going to do blah, blah, blog. We're going to do the news. I'm not sure. What else are we doing, Max Pata?
A live read.
Oh, as well. Sorry. Let me
there
just
you go.
Get...
Adam, I love how you came out of the gates with the local humor, the Bob's Big Boy reference. The nearest one, according to their website, is in Cleveland, Ohio.
I was thinking about... I had a thought. How dare you?
Pandering to these Nashville crowds.
I know.
Yeah.
But he really is a symbol of the white man that really can't be denied. If you look at Bob's Big Boy, you know?
Yeah.
He's big.
Joe Rubik.
He's got those coveralls.
Have you, sorry to cut you off, but you been to a Waffle House?
I've been to a Waffle House.
I think they're open here. I mean, you guys are in L.A. You can't do anything, but I think we're up and running. You can go to a restaurant at least.
I went to a Waffle House in Atlanta. Outside, well, in Georgia, I guess, outside of Road Atlanta. I did a car race at Road Atlanta. I went to the Waffle House. The thing about the Waffle House that I enjoyed myself, although it's weird because they don't really have... you walk into a Waffle House and you go, where's my ticket? Who's first? Who's second? They just go, oh, we'll figure it out. And
yeah.
You're like, how's that work? So it seems a little like anarchy. It's like that city in the middle of Seattle. But I always marvel at the sign for the Waffle House because there's no less creative signage ever.
It's straightforward.
It's big yellow blocks with black letters, uppercase, Waffle,
yes.
House. Like, it is speaking to their clientele.
And it works.
It is the exact opposite. If anyone finds a beer here that says Leinenkugel on it, you could stare. There, you know what the how far is the closest Leinenkugel brewery to where we are, Brian?
That's in Kenosha, Wisconsin, actually.
No, I did... No, think about it. If you think... All right, if you're at home or here, whatever. The Leinenkugel... If you're driving down the freeway and you could pass a Leinenkugel beer sign 700 times, and have no fucking idea what that sign says. Waffle House, you can read from outer space.
Yes.
And also, it's not ambiguous at all. What is that place? It's a house of waffles. What goes on inside said house? Well, they have waffles.
Yes.
It's all there.
It's a fantastic place. And I don't know about you, but the ability to go to a restaurant after you hadn't been to a restaurant for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It was an incredibly liberating experience. You forget how awesome a lot of things that we take for granted. Just to be able to walk into a restaurant and sit and eat or have a beer like a lot of people are doing out here. You know, you can get into whether or not the lockdown was stupid, and I think for the most part it was and is. But it's amazing how many awesome things we totally take for granted. Making the world a better place here by making you guys sit here and reflect.
I hope you run into somebody who's recently lost their sight, and then you can explain, right, you take it for granted, and then one day you live in a world of blackness, like,
that's right.
Like me in the Waffle House. I had to go 5 weeks without going to a waffle. We took out, but I couldn't eat in.
Yes.
But I feel your pain, my blind brother.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Bob's Big Boy. Yeah. So I was thinking about my Bob's Big Boy joke, and I was thinking, does anyone know what a Bob's Big Boy statue even looks like out here? I know they had them when I was growing up, but then I heard there was 80 of them. They're probably all closed now, but aren't they a little ubiquitous? Like, didn't they make it into movies and
I think people would know
stuff
that
like
here,
that?
Even if it's not in the geographic region.
You know Bob's Big Boy? Thank you. Thank you for your...
They have a Shoney's Big Boy. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for your joke support. I'll need it later in the second show. All right. Geico. 30 seconds worth of Geico. Things are interesting these days. A lot of people sharing out there. Now, Geico is going to give a little something back. 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers because Geico's committed to the long haul. 15% for the full term of the policy. Go to geico.com/giveback for eligibility. All right, shall we play a little blah, blah, blog? Are you ready to do that?
It's time for blah, blah, blog. The game where we match the celebrity with their retarded online rant. Let's play.
The celebs are blowing harder than they've ever blown before. Like, I feel like the skipper. I feel like the skipper of that ship, like George Clooney in A Perfect Storm. It's like, I've been at sea for 30 years. I've never seen this. I've been in Hollywood for 25 years and I've heard them blow. But the last 10 minutes, they fucking ratcheted up their gale force hot air and they are blowing extra. I mean, this is like a category 3 now.
Oh, I mean, the mix of all the different people with like one line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like first they sang the song, was it Imagine?
That's the best.
Which was so uncomfortable. And then they had, everybody was apologizing.
Did you see that? Blowhard collage.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Hey, listen, celebrities, white celebrities, it's one thing to talk and apologize, but it's a completely different thing to physically flog yourself. And that's what we're getting to. You know those weird religions where once a year they just walk down the street,
get
the fucking cat of nine tail?
Yeah.
Come on, celebrities, I want to see some blood. Let's do it. Your words are empty. I want flogging.
Who do you think is the most likely to actually flog themselves? On Instagram.
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn. I think Sean Penn could probably get like Charles Barkley to pick up a flip-flop. And Sean would put his hands behind his back and Charles would just smack him across the face. And then he'd yell, thank you. May I have another?
And it would go viral and people would be like, Sean Penn's so brave.
Probably get a couple of clicks
if Sean Penn took a flip-flop to the face.
Yeah.
That's a good one to pick.
I'd watch that video. But what I'm saying, celebs, I've heard all the talk. Bust out the flip-flops. Let's get the flopping. All right, sorry. Dawson, what do you got?
The black activists, organizers, and advocates who have been fighting for abolition aren't asking for your permission or thoughts on their movement. Please, stop trying to white-splain defund the police. Let our spectacular black leaders lead us to a better way. Black Lives Matter. Is it Rose McGowan, Alyssa Milano, or Stanley Tucci?
This is great. I knew it was a white person.
Wow.
This is real? One of the three of them actually tweeted this?
Yes,
our
these
black
are real.
Leaders. Our black oh. leaders.
All right, is this... And by the way, are we white-splaining now? I thought we were just mansplaining.
Oh, yeah. We're everything-splaining now.
So, that is unbelievable if that's real.
Oh, that's why you gotta...
I mean,
that's why you gotta play the game.
You can't even satirize this stuff anymore. Like, that sounds like something if you and I were sitting in the back trying to come up with the most awkward tweet a white person could send. That's what it would be.
Clay, I got news. You're not that good. you couldn't have come up with that shit.
Yeah, that's... That may very well be accurate.
Don't try to joke-splain to me. Don't you condescend to me by joke-splaining, you mansplaining white-splainer. What other splaining might we look forward to in the future? Horse-splaining?
I don't know where it ends.
I can tell you that I've had the Jew-splain. When you're the only Jewish kid in the class and it's Hanukkah, they bring you up in front of the class and you have to Jew-splain the Festival of Lights.
You Jew-splain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Were you... Did you use your white privilege to help you Jew-splain, or am I mansplaining or white-splaining too much right now?
No, we got to back up a few steps. Teresa, explain to our audience what a Jew is.
Yeah.
We all have the Old Testament.
She said too much, get her.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably don't encounter a lot of Jews at the Waffle House. Probably. All right, so Stanley Tucci, Rose McGowan, and who was the third?
Alyssa Milano.
Ooh, God, this is tough. It's a Mount Rushmore, blowhards. Tucci was in that video where he was disgusted with himself.
But he hasn't been slapped in the face yet, which is really...
Not with the flip-flop.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know that I buy it until we see him actually assaulted.
I'm going to ask that all white celebrities take my Charles Barkley flip-flop challenge.
Yes.
Okay?
And that's a big flip-flop.
And look. You idiots were dumping frozen blocks of ice on your head. Like, you just did the whole frozen water.
Yes, everybody
dunk,
did that.
Right? This isn't going to hurt any more than that.
I agree. I think
don't
it needs
know,
to spray
Adam, I'm very worried. Mia Farrow seems frail, and I don't want anything to happen to her.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, I'll tell you what. For Mia Farrow and Jane Fonda and Babs, for all the ladies that are over 70, Barkley will get them in the meaty part of the thigh. I can compromise. I'm not an asshole. I'm not an animal.
That's nice.
For the young leading men type and all the women under 40, right in the kisser. But
yes.
for the older broads that had a little too much work done and we wouldn't want it erased with one fell swoop of a flip-flop and Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Then we'll do the meaty part of the thigh. You're right. That's good thinking. We got to modify this. We got to make it accessible.
Thank you for mansplaining.
Okay.
Boy.
All right.
Do we both guess?
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Alyssa Milano because I got to be honest with you. I don't know that anybody's fallen faster in my esteem than Alyssa Milano from... The woman who used to loom like a lion in my adolescent male fantasies.
Right.
When she was on Who's the Boss. Samantha, what was her name? What was her name on Who's the Boss?
Sam.
Yeah, Sam,
yeah.
Right? And now she has become utterly insufferable in all respects. So that sounds to me like an Alyssa Milano tweet.
I would like to get hold of a 13-year-old version of you, Clay, and go, right, you're really into Alyssa Milano, right?
Yeah.
Right. And you say your sports hero is Bruce Jenner? Okay. Well, this is going to be fun. All right. Now, young Clay?
Yes.
I got a time machine. This is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tip it, though. I'm not going to say anything more.
Maybe they're going to end up together before all said and done.
I thought Alyssa Milano as well. Brian, Teresa?
Well, I was going to go with Alyssa Milano until I found she wasn't good enough for Clay's erotic fantasies. So.
Well, she was at 13. She's not at 41.
I think Tucci might be the only one who knows the word abolitionist, so I'm going with Tucci.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm also going with Tucci.
Tucci. All right.
Tucci.
The blog belongs to Alyssa Milano.
Yes! All right. Next
when I first heard, defund the police, I have to admit my first reaction was fear. My whole life, police have made me feel safe. But that's exactly the center of my white privilege. The police make me, as a white woman,
hold
feel
on.
Safe, while my black friends...
Now, hold on a second. You have a center, like a nougaty white center? The white guy bar. Got the white chocolate on the outside with the nougaty center.
It's a Charleston chew.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Dawson.
While my black friends, family, and neighbors feel the opposite, police make them feel terror, and for good reason. Police are the sixth leading cause of death for black men in this country. These are not isolated incidents. They are patterns and part of the system of over-policing of black Americans. Reforms have not worked. Is it Natalie Portman, Jessica Biel, or Emily Blunt?
This is tough.
Man.
I'm now seeing everything through the lens of my Charles Barkley flip-flop challenge, you know? And I think what I'm going to do with these three is we'll line them up, because at a certain point, there's too many celebrities for Charles to get to, and we'll do the move, the card and the spokes, you know what I mean? We'll do the Hanson brothers and Slapshot. We'll line them up, and Charles will just go... Right? Because he's not... Charles is a busy man. He's not going to be able to go to every celebrity house.
Here's the question I have when I hear that. How many PR people were designed in the drafting of that tweet? Regardless of which of the three did it. They had how many people did they clear that with before they actually sent it out? Because right now, you remember like when we had the scandal, every now and then a celebrity puts out a good-looking picture on Instagram, and it's like, remember when, who's the good-looking guy from... that it was out like
The Man Show?
Not this. Well, that's Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel?
Damn it. Everybody knows that. But no, the guy who was the frat guy living next door to Seth Rogen back in the day?
Zac
Efron. Remember when Zac Efron put out the picture of himself and he was like in his convertible and he was like, Happy MLK Day. Like it was just like a picture of him.
Don't
like,
do that.
Like, they've all gotten the idea that you can't just, they can't be trusted with their own social media.
Right.
So whoever wrote this didn't actually write it. It was a team.
I like also that it's funny because we went from black friends, you know, like every 4 months ago, it was like, look, I got a lot of black friends, but blah, blah, blah. Everyone worked the black friends angle. Now we've switched to, hey, I have family in the law enforcement community. So... And then they say the same shit. It's an interesting little, twist. All right, I know Emily Blunt. I spent some time with her at Jimmy Kimmel's house. She is a delight.
Yeah. So you're just not going to say it's her because you met her and you like her.
That's right. That's the way it works.
That's how Hollywood works, right?
Well, that was Jimmy's rap with me. Was like, oh, that guy's a douche, but he's super cool to you. That's why you like him. And I'm like, yes, my friend, guilty. You have done the math on my psyche. I'm going to eliminate Emily, and now we got, who's that, Beal in the middle?
And Portman. Yeah.
Beal, who lives here.
Oh, really?
She and Justin Timberlake live here, I believe.
Timberlake.
Yeah, we had her booked, but then we found out you're available, Clay, so we bumped her.
And then you would have had one of my tweets up there.
I'm going to go Natalie Portman.
I was going to go Natalie Portman too, because that sounded that sounds Harvard-esque the way it was laid out. Mm. I don't think she wrote it herself. I think she has a team of PR people, but I'm going Portman as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know the answer, which means I'm going to get it wrong. It's definitely not Emily Blunt, because she is from England, and she, there's a lot of like this country and cops and blah blah blah, and like,
oh, that's good.
It's not this. She doesn't have that relationship with the cops. They don't even have guns over there. And I think Natalie Portman is very smart. And I think she's too smart. This sounds very simplistic, so I'm going to go with Jessica.
Teresa.
This is a tough one. Brian made a lot of sense. Rare. But I think I'm going to go with Natalie Portman's been in a lot of trouble with her own people, my people, the Jews. She's been very outspoken. The statement was simplistic, but it was probably written by a team. Still, I'm going with Portman.
The blog belongs to Natalie Portman.
Yeah!
Told you I knew.
It's a good thing she wasn't at Jimmy's place, because you would have missed that question instead of...
I'm starting to get fluent in pompous crazy.
You've been in Hollywood a long time. You should be fluent in it.
I know. All right, here we go. Into the championship rounds.
I'm not racist, and I never have been. But I need to speak up about this, because just not being racist isn't enough. It outrages me. It makes me feel sick. It brings me to tears. There should not be such a gap between people like this. We need to support and stand up and speak and use our white privilege to stop this. Is it Aaron Paul, Olivia Jade, or Britney Spears?
Oh, man.
Hold on. Olivia Jade is the daughter of Lori Loughlin, right? I mean, because people have forgotten her. She was the girl who got into USC supposedly as a crew member, right?
Yeah, she was the coxswain.
When he said Olivia Jade, I legit thought it was a porn star.
I did too. All right, so wait a minute. Did she just go by Olivia Jade? Does she have a last name?
No, I think she's an Instagram star, and she just goes by Olivia Jade.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and jump in. I think it's her, because I think of all the people who could be saying ridiculous things, the girl who got into USC entirely because of her privilege would definitely be citing other people needing to be aware of their privilege. So I think she is so tone deaf that it's going to be her.
All right. Look, you're batting 1,000 so far, but what is Britney Spears doing up there? You know what I mean?
Famous racist.
She, yeah, now, yeah, see, Olivia Jade's too young to say I've never been a racist, right? I mean, she's not even 21.
So you don't think she's been alive long enough?
See, my thing is, here's kind of the way I state it. I think it's an honester way to put it, more earnest and honest way to put it. I say to all my black friends, I am not a racist. I have never been a racist, but I may become one at some point. I don't have any. I can't guarantee you that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're leaving your options open.
Right now. No, but who knows? Tomorrow, you know what I mean? We don't know what tomorrow holds.
I think you can eliminate Britney Spears here, because did you see the video where she admitted that she just dropped in that she burned down her gym?
Yeah.
Like that went out there? Like, she literally is almost incapable of speech. So right. I don't think that she is in any way capable of even pretending to send that tweet. Like, I think everybody would look at it and be like, yeah, Britney, I'm not sure Britney Spears can read.
Sounds like Marilyn Monroe singing Happy Birthday every time.
That's your point.
Every time she speaks now, right?
I'm not sure if you had Britney Spears on the stage right now and you said, I just wrote this book, can you read the first page? I'm not sure she could do it.
Right.
And well, neither could Adam.
What's that, Brian?
neither could Adam.
That's true. All right. Wow. You know, you missed your calling as an attorney. You'd be great in the courtroom because you are swaying my ass. And I know that sounds gay. But my ass is officially swayed, and it's this tall drink of water that did it. But Aaron Paul, is he there just because he was on that compilation douchebag celebrity video? I don't know. I'm going last. I'm, Brian, what do you think?
I know for a fact it's Aaron Paul.
You remember, you follow Aaron Paul and you're like, oh, I got no, a favorite no, this tweet?
Whenever I say that, I'm always wrong.
All right, Teresa Strasser.
Well, my first instinct was Aaron Paul because he has an earnestness that I think was manifest in that statement.
Right.
But now I think he was just there for the same reason Stanley Tucci was there, because he was in that compilation video, which leaves me Britney Spears, who I love and who I believe truly is struggling with mental illness. I would never make fun of her. Olivia G.
Well, it got earnest here all of a sudden, didn't it?
Yeah.
I know. Sorry.
Hold on. I just want to say this. I don't think she's struggling with mental illness. I think she's being choked out by mental illness. Like,
thank you.
I've seen people struggle with people.
She's, I struggle with a garden hose.
She's being submitted by mental illness.
I would agree. She's in the octagon, and mental illness is both a grappler and a striker.
Yes, yeah. That is a 10-8 round with mental illness getting its arm raised. But go ahead.
But when Olivia Jade speak up, since she's in such a glass house, ooh, this is tough. I might have to go with my original instinct, Aaron Paul.
I'm going to go Aaron Paul, too. Just, I don't know why. I'm going Aaron Paul.
The blog belongs to Olivia Jade.
Damn it!
Three for three.
Wow.
What a hell of a batting night here.
Nobody runs the table in this game, and you, my friend, are coming very close to accomplishing something that's never been done before. All right, here we go, Dawson.
Last one. As a Tennessean, it makes me sick that there are monuments standing in our state that celebrate racist historical figures who did evil things. Edward Carmack and Nathan Bedford Forrest were despicable figures in our state history and should be treated as such. Is it Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, or Megan Fox?
Now, for my Charles Barkley flip-flop challenge, I will separate these three because I don't want Charles to go half speed. I don't want any short shrift on these ones. He is going to use his flip-flop to wipe that shit-eating grin right off these witches' faces. Now, I don't... Look, and by the way, I'm just kind of working this out. It may not be Charles Barkley. Maybe I use Terry Crews. I don't know. I want a lot of upper body.
Yeah.
I want a competitive background.
Yes.
Right?
I obviously need a man of color, obviously, to really execute this thing. And a size 13 flip-flop. All right. Well, now, Megan Fox doesn't pipe up that often, does she?
No.
No. And then Miley does a lot. And then, but Taylor is getting more political and more vocal, right?
She's got fuck me money.
Yeah, she's got F me money. Right. F you money is good, but fuck me money is great.
Did y'all see her documentary?
Oh, yeah. I saw some of it. I didn't
I heard it was pretty good, actually, but no, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's excellent.
All right.
I'm going to go last because I'm from Tennessee, and I think I can get this one.
All right. You want to go, Teresa?
Yeah, I feel like I'm cheating because I think the beginning says as a Tennessean, and I believe Taylor Swift is living in Nashville.
But wasn't Miley from...
They all are from Tennessee. I don't know where Megan Fox is. She still married to Brian Austin Green?
I don't know, but if I was in
They
charge...
all are from Tennessee. Miley has a house here, and Taylor has a house here. So I think they were smart enough to give you three Tennesseans at least, but I don't think Megan Fox lives here still.
I don't know how it works, but if I was in charge of Tennessee and Miley Cyrus is like, I'd like to move to Malibu, I'd go, don't let the door hit you on the way out, bitch. But if Megan Fox said, I'd like to leave, like, sorry, we need you here.
Just stay here.
You're coming with me. I don't know how it works, but I would have never let her leave.
Yeah.
You're going to end up marrying the guy from 90210.
I think she's still married to him.
And living in Sherman Oaks. All right. Teresa, sorry. Go ahead. Did you?
It was Tay-Tay.
Taylor? All right. Brian?
Yeah. It was Tay.
I know for a fact that is Taylor Swift.
God, it feels like Taylor. I'm going Taylor Swift as well.
So Megan Fox, I don't think, lives here anymore, so I think you can toss her out. So I think it comes down to Miley Cyrus or Taylor Swift. And what stands out to me here is I don't even know one of the people that she named in right. that tweet. And I'm pretty well-versed in history, especially in Tennessee history. So whoever said that is being fed it, and it seems to me like Taylor has become the most political person. Like mm-hmm. she's talking about mayors and senators and governors, and that seems very intensely political. So I think Taylor Swift is the pick.
Well, that's a safe bet. It ensures a victory.
Maybe. I don't know.
We should have made you go first.
50-50.
Here we go. The blog belongs to Taylor Swift.
Mm.
For the win. Play.
Has anyone ever gone 4 for 4?
Nobody.
Until next time, keep your fingers on your keyboards and your hands up your asses so we can play another round of Blah, Blah, Blah.
Wow, Clay Travis, everybody. Hands together. That's unbelievable. I feel like if I ever ran into Miley Cyrus and she started dressing me down for eating meat or not being down with Black Lives Matters or whatever, I'd just go, hey, remember that time one of your pets died? And then she would just start crying immediately and go off. Try it. It'll work on her. All right. Should we do the news, Teresa Strasser? Why don't we roll into it? That was wonderful. Is this my card, by the way?
Yeah, I think it is. Is that a Southwest card?
It's from a hotel room.
Oh, hotel room.
Sorry.
Oh. That's pretty slick how you just dropped it over here and hoped I was going to pick it up.
Clay, what are you doing later?
It's gay code. I dropped my key card in front of Clay. He didn't pick it up. I get it. You're married. Fine. A lot of guys wear a brown bandana out of their left side pocket or throw the key card down.
You know, like I got the grinder friend request.
Sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, since Clay Travis is here and he is a renowned sports journalist, I'm actually going to start tonight with a sports story about a female boxer. And Clay, I don't know if you read about this today. It all started when U.S. Olympic boxer Virginia Fuchs tested positive for banned substances. That was back in February. She says she was in complete shock. She couldn't figure out how this had happened. She didn't know how these banned substances had gotten into her system. They were prohibited hormone and metabolic modulators. Well, it turns out the substances were transmitted to her during sex.
Yeah. So, first of all, whoever her lawyer is deserves the greatest legal... I mean, that is an award-winning argument. He's like trying to figure out, you tested positive for a banned substance, and his first thought is, have you had sex? And she says yes, and it came from the sperm.
I only blew Lance Armstrong once, and he's wearing a condom, so no way.
I mean, but how incredible of an argument, and it worked.
Yeah.
It absolutely did. The USADA saw her case as unique, gave her a no fault, and cleared her to continue fighting. Fuchs has served recently as captain of the U.S. Olympic team, and she's grateful to have been...
Wait, her guy is on fucking steroids?
Yes. Either that or somehow he was thrown under the bus.
I was going to say, this poor guy's like, what?
I saw that headline, and you pronounced it Fuchs, but I thought, how ironic is it that her last name is Fox? And then it's F-U-C-H-S, but then she gets off for fucking. I mean, that is next level.
It's next level, and believe me, I did a deep dive to make sure I was pronouncing her name correctly. I checked multiple sources. It's F-U-C-H-S.
That's impressive.
It's Fuchs.
Well, wait a minute. We may be missing the real story, which is, what is that fucking baby going to look like? I mean, that's going to be a super baby. Like, do not fuck with that baby. That baby
tears his way out.
Throws an uppercut and then does some body work to to the nurse, scampers out of the hospital. Like, that baby's coming out like the alien. Man, that thing's just going to bust out.
What about the guy, too, who's been like, I've just been lifting more.
Right.
You know, his buddies are like, man, you're looking a lot stronger lately. What have you been doing? You know, I've just been hitting the gym a little bit more. And then he just gets outed for being on steroids.
What is the boyfriend do? Is he an Olympiad? Is he a weightlifter?
I was curious about the same thing. I couldn't find any information about him, but the substances are letrozole and GW1516. And the boxer, Ginny Fuchs, is a flyweight, and she passes the eyeball test. What do I know? But she, you know, looks like a sweet, clean cut.
All right, girl. All right, you're doing a lot of juice-splaining now. We get it.
No, I was doing juice-splaining.
Juice-splaining. Oh, wow. The room is thick with puns tonight. This is good.
It's the highest form of humor, according to Shakespeare.
I know.
If we find out that she's a lesbian, it's going to add a real twist to the story.
My partner was chewing creatine gum at the time.
I'm also a little bit concerned about my browser search history because I honestly don't know if this was oral sex or vaginal sex. Mm. And I did the research. I know Christian Amanpour was doing the same thing tonight, but I couldn't get Amanpour.
I love that. She probably expected you to ask. So that's why she was doing the research.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I was kind of picturing it both ways, yeah.
I really thought you were going to ask, and I was terrified that I wouldn't have the answer. So I don't know, but the phrase ingested did show up.
Oh. I don't want to out anyone, but it looks like my shower drain at home has been juicing. The USADA guys were pretty miffed when they came up. Sorry. All right.
A fitness trainer who worked for Anytime Fitness in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, has been fired after promoting a very special workout. It was the I Can't Breathe workout.
Wow.
And it did not go over very well, as you can imagine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's a drawing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, explain it, Brian. For
it's a silhouette block, of course, of a man kneeling at least he's in a workout position with the arm raised, I guess.
Yeah. But look, the people that do this, I mean, my theory has always been, like, when I did Loveline and someone would find out that their partner was cheating, and I'd go, how'd you find out? And they go, well, he left his cell phone on the nightstand, and I saw, and I'm like, he wanted you to know. Mm-hmm. This guy wanted out, right? Like, this, he was tired. He wants to move to Florida. He wants to cash in the 401k. Like, I don't know how old this guy is, but you can't not know this is going to destroy your business, right?
Maybe he needed to get fired to collect unemployment. And
this might be the worst decision that I've ever seen.
Yes.
I mean, we're giving this buffoon so much credit.
You could even think to do that. And that you, at no point would you think this is maybe an incredibly bad decision.
Yeah.
And it's a public thing. Like, everybody is coming to your class.
Yes.
This guy must be the biggest idiot. It's got to be a guy, right? I mean, this guy is the biggest idiot.
It is a guy. And yes, it is an unbelievable lapse in judgment. The co-owner of this franchise is claiming that he was intending to support the Black Lives Matter movement, though he admits it was clearly misguided.
And also, if you look at the art, it's a dry erase board. Now, let me explain something about that board. We've all had those moments where somebody cuts you off and you impulsively go, fuck off, your hand goes flying, or somebody pushes you and you push them back. They're sort of instinctually, from a reactionary standpoint. This guy had to sit down with a magic marker and a dry erase board and sit for 45 minutes and compose this thing. Yeah. He had to write it out. He had to draw the little black man on one knee, like with every number, with every burpee, with every row, with every bit. He had ample time to stop at any point and grab that eraser, right?
I'm just picturing, you know that Simpsons gif where the grandpa walks in and then just immediately turns and walks back out? Like, if I were showing up at this gym, I mean, I would have walked in, seen the workout, and just turned around and walked back out. Because the other thing is, if you did the workout, you're going to lose your job.
Right.
It's not all like, you walked in and you were like, okay, you know, that's pretty bad, but I need to get my workout in today. You would get fired if you did the workout, I think.
Yeah, his only angle here is the cardio angle. The I can't breathe has nothing to do with these tragic incidents. It's such a strong cardio workout that you literally will be gassed out by the end of the workout.
The problem is, the one line knee. At the end, don't you dare lay down, doesn't help that.
Mm. Yeah,
that was, it wasn't just the drawing or the title. You also added that at the bottom. So that's what I'm saying. And I think you walk in, you immediately turn, and you cancel your gym membership, and you're like, I need to go somewhere new.
Right.
Whatever also, choice I made to end up here was the wrong one.
None of those exercises requires taking a knee, rowing, and burpees.
This guy's like, he's like, all right, what's his name?
Oh, they have not released his name.
That's probably good for him.
So I think he needs to just see this guy. Like,
this guy needs to leave the country and never return.
He's going to get called in the office. Hey, Stan, I'm sorry. After this, we got to let you go. And he's going to be like, fine, because I had an idea for a new business, putting do-rags on lawn jockeys. So took a minute to get that one out. Yeah. All right, but he could work at a Waffle House.
Sometimes jokes don't work.
It was the hiccup that fucked it up. And besides, you guys aren't drunk enough. That's right.
It's
that's
early.
It was the hiccup and their lack of inebriation. Mm. And Clay's right. At the bottom of the dry erase board, it does say ellipses and don't you dare lay down. So I do not think he will be employed at any of the 4,500 anytime fitness gyms worldwide.
I may line this guy up for a Charles Barkley flip-flop challenge. I like a diverse group. It's not all going to be A-listers.
Now, Adam, moving on to some coronavirus news. I know that you are of the Italian persuasion, and I don't know if you've ever considered buying a country home in Italy.
Oh. Like Clooney with this Lake Cuomo, right?
Yes. Exactly like Clooney. There are now homes available in a town called Cinque Frori. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm saying that correctly. It's in southern Italy, and there are homes available for $1. And this village is coronavirus-free, according to the mayor. So it's a COVID-free Italian town. And houses are for sale for $1. And it's supposed to be beautiful. It's just that everyone leaves. They leave the farm. They go to find employment elsewhere. So they're losing population, and they're trying to invite people from around the world to their town. And dollar homes are on the market as we speak.
Well, I went on Zillow, and it turns out a lot of those homes are worth 50 cents. So, I mean, that's the estimate, at least. I don't know what the actual... That's the Zillow estimate.
The range, yeah.
I went on Redfin. I went on Zillow. Most of those go in the 50 to 63 cent range. So I'm going to haggle with that mayor of that town. Because I'll show up with a dollar, but he better bust out his change belt. Otherwise, I'm fucking walking. I'd like to fucking buy a house for a dollar and then have a home inspection. And it'd be like, yeah, the guy says the third zone on the AC, we got to replace the filter and the receiver dryer. So I'm going to need to knock a little off that home inspection on a dollar. a dollar home. One of the showers in the kids' room has a little drip. I don't know if it's the pipes. It could just be a gasket. Either way, we're going to have to back some off of that dollar. And then do you do it traditionally? Like, do you put 20% down? Like, okay, here's 20 cents.
You flip a quarter. Hold your hand out.
My business manager said, don't pay it off over 30 years. Do it over 15 years. You pay a penny a year for... you pay a penny a month for 15 years. It's paid off so much faster and you save on interest.
Yeah. It's good credit.
Right.
Now, does my realtor get 6 cents?
Oh, yeah. You gotta break off a bit for the realtor... Yeah, it's complicated. I could see myself going into the Italian bank and finding out that I was turned down for the loan. Like, sorry. We looked at your FICO score. Perhaps a nice 18-cent condo would be something a little more. Yes, all right. I think we've run this joke as far as we can run this possible joke.
Okay, I'm going to leave you with this story. Young Americans are having less sex, and they can't even blame the coronavirus pandemic for this. Sexual inactivity increased among young American men between 2000 and 2018, according to San Diego State University researchers who studied survey data from U.S. adults. Postponement of adulthood and the growth of the internet and digital media could be reasons for why. This is according to CNN. Psychologists analyzed data looking at sexual frequency and number of sexual partners, looking at responses supplied by more than 4,000 men and 5,000 women. Men who were unemployed, had part-time employment, or lower incomes were more likely to be sexually inactive, psychologists found, noting that the percentage of sexually inactive 18 to 24-year-old men increased. So let me just give you a sense of this. It increased inactive, sexually inactive men increased about 19% were inactive between 2000 and 2002, over 30% sexually inactive between 2016 and 2018.
Well, we're dying off, man. I don't know if we're going to be able to continue as a species. Like, all the internet porn mixed with all the Me Too shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, who the fuck wants a chance at these days, you know?
I think it also factors in women think men are total pussies now.
Yes.
Right? So I think that this is a big factor, is that there are probably women out here right now, like, you've been out with total pussies, and you're like, they you don't want to sleep with them. Right? Like, the reason that I believe, you did a whole show on it, but I think the reason why men like women and women like men is because we're different. And we become, like, similar with each other. It's hard to be sexually attracted to each other. So I think all these loser guys who are sitting around, like, offended by jokes, because those are the guys that are not having sex, right? You know, they're on Twitter all the time complaining because of something you said or something I said. And they're just basic pussies. So that's my theory on what's happened over the course of the last 20 years.
I agree completely. Not to mention, if you ever hop on a porn site, there are a lot of devices that they're selling that would completely eliminate the necessity to ever engage in sex ever again. Like, back when I was young, they had a few things. They were like novelty items, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, hey, they got some pocket pussy, and it tastes like strawberry, and it's got a picture of Ron Jeremy on the cover, and it's like, that thing looks like a fucking raft. I'm not getting near that shit. You know what inflatable dolls used to look like when I was back in my day?
Yeah.
They looked like a fucking raft with a cup holder in it for a mouth.
What?
It was.
Why would the pocket pussy need to taste like strawberries? How low self-esteem you need to go down on a pocket pussy?
Don't judge. It was 98.
It was a novelty thing. Now, I see shit. It's made by Milwaukee. It's got air compressors. It's got, you know, medical grade titanium in there. I mean, it's doing shit a woman could never ever do, no matter how much I paid her.
I will tell you this. If you look at what I've thought this would be really funny for a long time. You know the media covers what trends on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like it's a really serious story. Oh my God, this is trending on Twitter right now. I wish the media would start covering what trends on Pornhub the same way. Like, right? Pornhub dwarfs Twitter in traffic.
Really?
Right? Oh, it destroys it. It's like the ninth most popular website on the internet. Twitter's like 27 or 28. Imagine if you started seeing the media. Like, you turned on CNN, and they were like, man, MILF porn is skyrocketing today, right? You know, like, because they'll be like, oh, you know, look at this viral video. You know, I go on sometimes, allegedly, and I'll see it. And the number of stuff that's trending involving stepmoms and stepsisters and everything else, it's like the difference, the disconnect between what people pretend they're bothered by on Twitter and what they jerk off to on porn it like blows your mind. And the porn is more real. You know, like that's what people really like as opposed to what they claim they like.
Do they have stepdad porn?
I don't think what...
Because I have...
You're into, you've heard
well,
that
thing? I have a stepmom.
Yeah, it's called Loveline.
Yeah, my stepmom, Lynn, she's dear, and during Thanksgiving, we have things to talk about. This burgeoning stepmom porn category is amongst them. But then there's John, my stepdad.
Right.
And we just stare at each other because there is no stepdad genre of porn.
Imagine how much different the world would be for stepdads if young, really attractive girls were just masturbating like crazy to stepdad porn.
What do you
mean? It's like that's what they wish, right?
In
the
porn,
world would be a different place if that were going on.
All right, let's try to figure out the difference between life and porn. In porn, at least according to my calculations,
sources have told you,
when stepmom walks in on you beating off, she finishes the job for you. That's 100%
that's accurate.
In porn. In real life, it's got to be lower than 50%, right? Like, when I was in high school, if Lynn walked in on me, it wasn't even a coin toss. It was maybe less than 50%. Maybe we're into the mid-40s. I don't know. It's got to be lower, right? They're misinforming the public. My son, God willing, one day he gets a stepmom, and then he's going to be in his room, the fucking door wide open, just beating off, and my hot trophy wife's going to walk in. He's going to be like, hey, come get some, bitch. And she's going to be like, no, it's fucking where? No, get away.
And she's going to move out of the house.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. If Sonny gets a stepmom, she's going to ask him to buy beer.
Yeah. True. Yeah, it's sending a dangerous message to the children of stepmoms. It's excluding stepdads. And, again, the batting average has to be way less than what they're
presenting.
Definitely
below the Mendoza line.
You know what they should do every once in a while? They should have low self-esteem porn. Because I have low self-esteem porn. And it'd be a situation where, like, the stepmom walked in and the 17-year-old was beating off. And then she went, oh, okay, I'm going to go make an omelet. She shut the door and I just watched him finish. You know, just to keep it real, you know what I mean? So I believe the next one I see, you know what I mean? Like, not knowing now, we don't know. I've said this many times, Teresa Strasser, and all the ladies out there who fake their orgasms, don't fake every one of them. Hold one back every between 8th and 11th. Keep that'll set the hook. The guy will believe it. If you've got a record of 1,800 orgasms unbroken, he's going to catch on to you. He's going to think you're lying. About every 8th one, just say to your husband, Oprah had that lady on where the monkey attacked her face today, and I just can't. I can't go there. I can't go there. So there should be low self-esteem porn that makes all the other porn believable.
That's actually hysterical. That would be amazing.
One out of every 7 stepmoms would come in and be like, Gerald, you fucking make me sick, and just slam the door and leave. And you have to watch that kid beat off.
By himself.
By
itself, yeah, but it would make the next one exciting.
Yeah, you know, the plumber comes over and just fixes the pipes.
That's right.
Well, if it's one out of every eight times, because, Adam, you're on to something, that the strongest reinforcement is variable reinforcement, like a slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
A slot
That's
machine.
That's right. Also, you'd feel sorry for the guy on the porn set who was holding the boom mic. Like, yeah. We're not doing this. No, she's leaving. Oh, she was super hot. Yeah, no, she doesn't even do porn. She's just an actress.
And also for the porn star.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's just going to sit there and beat off by himself?
Well, every seventh
every
one.
Time, yeah, so he doesn't know. You gotta
we
be
don't
prepared.
Know. Right, but it would make it that much
yeah,
more
agree.
Exciting,
I mean,
right?
It's like choose your own adventure.
You're right.
Well, Clay, to your point, I actually have a genuine question, and it would be interesting to know what flavor of porn is trending when, because, you know, during times of great uncertainty and social strife, people like, say, Waffle House. They like comfort food. So what would be comfort porn?
Right.
It's a fantastic question. So Pornhub puts out at the end of every year their rankings of, like, the top 25, and they will adjust based on what the search quality was, right? So, like, last year, Asian MILF just skyrocketed. And people were like, yeah. Asian MILFs had a good year. I don't right. know what happens. Like, you look at the poll, you know, right. like, that team performed at a level you didn't anticipate. And so I'm always kind of curious.
2020's number one, no coughing.
I had Asian porn in my fantasy roto yeah. league this
that
year.
Was,
so.
That was a great draft pick.
It was a great draft, yeah.
Undervalued.
Yeah.
But, you know, in all honesty, they have done studies. When teams play, like in the Super Bowl, we just saw San Francisco play against, who'd they lose to?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs, that's right. So the Chiefs win. In San Francisco, immediately after the team loses, the number of people on Pornhub skyrockets.
Right.
So when your team loses, tons of guys all over the country get over it by going to Pornhub to jerk off.
Right.
The team that wins, they don't jerk off as much because they're happy.
I bet in,
so this is
I bet
this statistically, in, every year, whoever loses the big game goes and jerks off more.
I bet in San Francisco, statistically, they look at more stepdad porn.
Easy.
Than if KC lost. Just saying, number one.
Yes. Clay might be right. I'm from San Francisco. I'm a Niners fan. It was a devastating loss. As soon as they lost, immediately on the porn site. It was awkward at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Right on the porn site.
You didn't have to put it up on the big screen, but I understand you got that technology, you're going to use it.
Apple AirPlay exists for a reason.
Sorry. I always think about... we're only going to do another 28 minutes on porn. But I do think about the titles.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's amazing.
Because some of this stuff is good, like, you know, slim and busty, or, you know, young and curvy, or whatever. But some of it is like sloppy MILF, and there's no way that chick signed off on that title.
Right. They don't get title choice, right?
Yeah, they don't. Like, that's the whole thing.
Title
like,
approval.
Go, yeah, whoa, no, we're going with seasoned and buxom. All right, thank you. Great work. Hit the road. And then they write sloppy MILF on the thing. Like, you, that's why you have to have representation when you get into this business.
They'll take advantage of you.
I'm really in love with my low self-esteem porn where the guy finishes
his
beer.
It's a phenomenal idea.
Somebody's got to put it up on that site.
Sorry, people would be so angry, too, right? Because you picked that one. You know, somebody's going in, they're like, oh, I love, you have a great tag, right? Like, somebody goes into it. You were asking about, like, what people look up. A lot of times, I like to go to the, like I said, the trending topics, and people will be looking for whatever is trending. Like, coronavirus has been one of the top search terms on Pornhub.
Oh, really?
For months. And I'm like, who? I don't know if it's accidental. Like, you think you're in Google, and you're actually in Pornhub. And you're just, like, how does that happen? Like, who is such a sicko that they're like, I got to go jerk off to the coronavirus right now? Like, I'm going to...
With my low self-esteem porn, we could attract A-list actresses. Like, Emily Blunt is in this porn.
Yeah, like, oh, my God.
But it would be a tell. It would be a tell, right? Yeah. Like, you would know, right.
Probably that she's not doing porn.
Right.
She did Mary Poppins. And then she was like, I figured the best career move was to do a different version of Mary Poppins.
Hey.
Great porn name, by the way.
No, but a lot. Alec Baldwin will do little independent films. These are passion projects.
Yes.
You don't know how the business works.
True.
Like,
Sorry, one more, Teresa.
Okay, just to wrap up this story on the sexual inactivity of young people, they are taking longer to grow into adulthood. That's according to the author of the study. This includes postponement of not just sexual activity, but also other activities related to mating and reproduction, including dating, living with a partner, pregnancy, and birth. These reproductive trends are part of a larger cultural trend toward delayed development, and as the author said, it is more difficult to date and engage in sexual activity when not economically independent of one's parents.
My son turned 14 a few days ago, and I keep waiting for him to make that move, and he hasn't made that move. He puts his earbuds in, he listens to NFL podcasts, and he bounces up and down on a trampoline alone in the backyard. I don't know. Maybe it's all the hormones that are in the fast food. Like, there could be a biological thing going on. You know, Dr. Drew has interviewed people that talk about all the plastic in our life, and it's producing estrogen. And to Clay's,
the sperm count is down in a major way. Like, that's a statistic for men compared to, like, 50 years ago, sperm counts are down substantially.
Yeah, there's also, I did a man show bit with Jimmy once where we went to a fertility doctor and we went to a clinic and there is count, but there's also movement. So, like, he had a higher sperm count, but mine were more mobile. Like, yeah. Mine, I was, so.
They were more active.
Yeah, they're more active. So it's like, we're like the Indians. Like, we're few, but we're proud. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how I look at it.
Yeah.
That's how I choose to look at it. My goo is like Barry Sanders. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know it's been said a lot, but that's the way I...
What did you use at the men's clinic? Like, do they have magazines? Because I always think, like, the magazine, if you go into, like, a regular doctor's office, it's always, like, 10 years old, right? It's like a Sports Illustrated from 10 years ago.
Right.
What is the... Like, that's magazine, and you don't really want to pick it up. You're like, oh, this is kind of gross. Right. I would think at a men's clinic where everybody is using either a video or a magazine, do you remember, like, what the help looked like then?
Well, I travel with my own porn play, yeah, so I have
it. Well, now on phones, people would be looking. Right, but back in the day, when you got...
I had a porn valet back then. Yes. I was sitting pretty, doing basic cable, feeling pretty good about myself.
That was a very successful show.
Yeah, I think in that bit, we didn't look at anything. I feel like we just went and had a competition.
Yeah.
And we literally had a competition.
What do you think would happen if you did that competition on television today, cable? You and Jimmy go in to see who can jerk off and then what your sperm counts are going to be. And it airs on cable. The reaction on Twitter is what?
In today's current climate?
Yes.
I think I feel like Alyssa Milano would have some choice.
She would not be happy about it.
She'd have some choice words for us.
A lot of male privilege to have an erection.
That's right. That's right.
You probably were thinking about women in a sexual way too, which is very inappropriate.
I'd have to do a lot of jizz splaining.
like what Virginia Fuchs had to do.
That's right. All right, we've come full circle. Let's bring it home, Teresa Strasser. Well,
thank you so much for letting me fill in for the great Gina Grad. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that was the news.
Teresa Strasser, the news. Fuck you, CNN.
All right, we got one more Geico here. Geico, real quick, you guys need auto insurance, and why not get up with Geico, man? They give back 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers as well. So Geico's committed for the long haul. 15% credit lasts the full policy term. Just go to geico.com/giveback. All right. I want to thank Clay Travis for coming in here and kicking ass tonight. Lock it in weekdays, 4:30 p.m., Fox Sports 1. And, of course, Outkick the coverage, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern on Fox Sports Radio. Teresa Strasser podcast, easy listening with Teresa Strasser and our own Gina Grant, available
wherever you find fine podcasts, and her TV show, The List, is playing on stations all over the country. Shoot her tweet, Twitter, or Instagram, at Teresa Strasser. Bald Brian, God bless you. Great job, and until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Clay Travis and Teresa Strasser and Bald Brian saying, mahalo!
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. And the show across all other platforms at Adam Carolla. For tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangri events, books, movies, and more, visit AdamCarolla.com.